from the big news that Glenn fell off the wagon.
I think not alcoholism.
Not alcohol, but the food wagon that he's been on.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I think I agree with you, Stu. I think there's more.
I think there's more.
I think there's more, too.
He says no.
He does say that. We asked him off the air, and he said, no, there's not more. It was just the three peanut butter sandwiches,
six slices of bread,
the two pieces of bread with butter, and an entire box of mini Oreos.
And then there's another box of birthday cake Oreos that seem to be missing.
Well, that's just seemed to be missing.
Doesn't know where they are.
Not sure why he feels the need to hide that after all the other stuff he admitted to. But
I don't know.
Whatever. That's huge news. I mean,
I think that's such a stupid choice, though. If you're gonna
this is what you're hung up on.
You haven't done this for a year, and it's gross Oreo cookies that you're gonna and peanut butter sandwiches. Come on.
I think you're
I'd have delicious rolls. I'd have croissants. I would have pie.
But
I
that
would
wasn't
have ice cream.
At the time, he's locked in the house. I kind of go with him. He's locked in the house.
No.
He's got a break.
He went out and bought.
He's not locked in the house. He went out and bought the cookies.
He couldn't leave.
You could have bought something better than that.
I will say this.
Chocolate mousse. I mean, something.
Look, as usual, you and Glenn are extremists. What I would say as the rational person here in this group is that, you know, I would agree with you. I would not choose Oreos as my top thing after breaking a diet for a year. But you say they're gross. They're not gross. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're gross in comparison to what you could have had.
Yeah, and this is actually, I think, a life management point that is crucial. This is, I would say, one of the biggest discoveries I've had over the past 5 years. Okay, this is big.
Uh-oh.
Which is...
Do we have a sounder or something?
No, we don't have a sounder. There's no alert. As people who are generally fat, occasionally attempt to keep it in line.
Yeah.
Right. So we're in that category of like, look, we're not in shape. We realize we're not in shape. We realize that our looks are not doing anything for our success in our careers. We got it. Okay. We're there with you. The point, though, is that we do try. We go through periods.
No, we don't care because we're so much deeper than that.
That's
you know
not
what I mean?
True.
That's
really
not true.
So much deeper.
Right. That's what we try to
people
convince ourselves
of. People love us for what's inside.
Well,
the
I like
genius,
to convince myself.
The beauty inside.
I must be so incredibly smart if they let me on TV. Mm-hmm. See, it's like, yeah, you know, a good-looking guy can get on TV easily because you know, he's appealing to an audience in this medium where I am not at all. So I must have something else I'm bringing to the table. And I do have that. It's called availability. But so when you're on this, you're in this vibe where you're sort of like a guy who, you know, occasionally you're on your diet and then, you know, sometimes you break it and you just eat whatever the hell you want. The thing I've struggled with over these many years, Pat, is we're all going to go off the diet. But you have to plan those things so you eat the maximum amount of unbelievable food. Mm-hmm. What I wind up doing is, I'm like, screw it, I'm eating whatever I want. And then I walk into the first place that I am and buy whatever is on the shelf and eat all of it, even if it's mediocre. And then I'm like, I just wasted it. Mm. I had all the, I was, you know, I ate, you know, healthy for, you know, a month. And then you break your, you know, diet or whatever and you go in and you eat like, you know, the store brand, you know, vanilla wafers. And you eat an entire box. You're like, why the hell did I do that? I could have gone anywhere. I could have gone to any fast food restaurant. I could have gone to any bar and grill. I could have had the most ridiculous macaroni and cheese I can imagine. And yet, what did I do?
Right.
I had vanilla sandwich cookies from Hydrox.
See, I wouldn't do that. I don't do that.
So you plan it out?
No, I plan it out. Oh, yeah. If I'm going to jump off the wagon, I'm going to jump off the wagon, right?
See, I actually have come up with a list now.
But then my problem is, once I do that, I just keep going, too. I just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon, of the 35 pounds you just lost, I mean, just as an arbitrary example off the top of my head,
okay,
you've gained back 20 all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a weird...
It's a weird...
Specific.
I mean, I don't know why those two numbers spring to mind, but let's say, you know, arbitrarily, that's what would happen.
Okay. Okay. That's an interesting example. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes me believe, because I think Glenn is the same guy, as, you know, in that way. I think he's the same, has the same thing going for him. There have to have been more incidents than just this one Oreo thing.
I agree with that 100%.
You're telling
me. You're calling him a liar.
For a year.
That's what you're frankly
doing. This guy went off with this diet for one day, had a bunch of Oreos, some bread, and some peanut butter, and now all of a sudden is back on his, like, super mega healthy diet. He didn't go to. He didn't go get a. He didn't go get a giant cake. He didn't have any pie. This is a guy who's the son of a baker.
Right.
All he did was go to the store and get Oreo cookies.
And that was, it was just a picture of Rafe with those pancakes at the IHOP that morning. He didn't have any of that, please.